The war in Syria is entering a critical phase and the humanitarian crisis is growing more desperate. Syria's staunchest ally, Russia, has acknowledged that the Syrian rebels might prevail, and the head of the NATO military alliance has declared the government of Bashar al-Assad is approaching collapse. In the meantime, hundreds of thousands of civilians are suffering terribly. Middle East correspondent Matt Brown reports.
The head of NATO, Anders Fogh Rasmussen, says the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad, has his back up against the wall.
The regime in Damascus is approaching collapse. I think now it's only a question of time.
The rebels have been laying siege to and then seizing military bases. They've been downing planes and helicopters with surface-to-air missiles. And with the airport at Damascus, the nation's gateway to the world, now under frequent attack, the government is getting increasingly desperate, vicious, or both. Anders Fogh Rasmussen has confirmed reports the Syrian military fired unguided surface-to-surface missiles earlier this week.
The use of such indiscriminate weapons shows utter disregard for the lives of the Syrian people. It is reckless, and I strongly condemn it.
While the Syrian government's denied it, a soldier who defected 10 months ago told the AFP news service that his colleagues, still in the army, confirmed the missiles had been used. And it's not just the Western military alliance that believes Assad is desperate and on the way out. Iraq's finance minister, Rafah El-Assawi, thinks the government will fall in a matter of weeks. Even Russia, which says it continues to stand by Bashar al-Assad, has acknowledged he could lose to the rebels. For now, though, hundreds of thousands of civilians face increasing misery as winter sets in, and the suffering is much more widespread than the north-south corridor of combat running from Aleppo to Damascus. The people in the Far East, where the Euphrates River runs down towards Iraq, feel like the forgotten victims of this war.
They feel isolated, neglected, abandoned by the international actors, being the media, being humanitarian actors.
Patrick Wieland, the head of a Doctors Without Borders team, has just returned from the region around Deir ez-Zor. He says most of the city's residents have fled, but between 10 and 30,000 people are stranded in a hellhole under fire.
They're facing shelling every day on a daily basis since months now. And these people are trapped and they have lots of difficulties to evacuate.
Patrick Whelan's team of doctors could not get into the city itself, which he says is under attack by the Syrian military.
Health professionals, health facilities, buildings and vehicles are targeted. It's extremely difficult to get inside. It takes 4 hours on foot to get inside the city, same time to get out. And you're, of course, at the mercy of snipers and people who are not hesitating a second to open fire on people who would like to get in.
Patrick Whelan from Doctors Without Borders, ending that report from Middle East correspondent Matt Brown.